21st century film audiences have recently been given a very much darker and scarier portrayal of a prostitute. The movie Monster told the brutal, horrific story of the real-life hooker Eileen Wuornos.
People always look down their noses at hookers. Never give you a chance because they think you took the easy way out, when no one could imagine the willpower it took to do what we do, walking the streets night after night, taking the hits and still getting back up.
In 2002, the state of Florida executed Wuornos for killing seven of her clients. And while she was on death row, one of the artists who spoke out against her execution was the avant-garde singer Diamanda Galás. Galás has a range from bass to soprano and uses extreme vocal techniques from a variety of traditions to look at subject matter that is usually dark, to say the least. Galás dedicated several of her songs to Eileen Wuornos, including a cover of Hank Williams' I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. Trey Kay asked the singer why Eileen Wuornos' story resonated with her so deeply.
We're talking about a time-honored profession, which in this country has not been defended. So you have a person doing this for many, many years, and she's been attacked, she's been assaulted, she's having her services stolen, and now she's being, in her middle age, she's being attacked very brutally, and she reaches critical mass. If you've been attacked and raped, which means someone's taken you at gunpoint in the car or put a knife to your throat and forced you to have sex with them without getting paid as many times as they have, for many years, you get to a point where forget about it. You know, it's not that whatever the law is in the books is not your law.
I mean, you have firsthand experience of being in the position.
Although I'd rather not discuss too much of that right now because that has been over accentuated in my career as if I had started out in that profession and then moved into the music world, which is completely absurd. My feeling about it, all these things, are that anyone with any kind of compassion and any type of intellect should be able to understand things that they haven't done. I intentionally dedicated it to Eileen when I finally recorded it because of a kind of understanding of where she was, as close as I could get to understanding it all, where you really do want to hang yourself. You feel like you want to hang yourself. You feel like you want to take your nails and just gouge them into your face and pull the flesh right out of your face. You just feel like you want to do it. And whether or not you do it, you know, you still understand that feeling, that teeth breaking, you know, feeling